Now,
the rest of the story. He was a nice Jewish boy. He was growing up in a country that his grandparents would never have recognized. It's likely that he first learned the family history from his mother and father. There had been and still was much persecution of Jews in their native land. It had begun with anti-Semitic rabble-rousers trashing Jewish neighborhoods in major cities, first looting, but then killing. The destruction spread quickly throughout the nation, until some 50,000 Jews had been slaughtered. And of those who survived, many fled the country, and others publicly renounced their Judaism, and as Christian converts were shown mercy. Now, at first, the government actively opposed this wave of anti-Semitism, and yet eventually would enthusiastically promote it. Because an insincere conversion to Christianity, if discovered, was frequently punished by death, more Jews were inspired to leave the country as time passed, and virtually everything of value was confiscated as they left, so wherever the emigrants settled, they would be starting from scratch. And so it was with the family of this nice Jewish boy. He was born after they had reached the safety of their new home, and he would be instructed in the family trade of woolworking. Kolon was the boy's name. Kolon. But he was not destined to be a woolworker the rest of his life. He was going places. For years he'd had his future success all figured out. Even Isaiah himself had prophesied it. Kolon insisted the problem would be to find backers to finance his scheme. Old Testament prophecy notwithstanding, the risk was too great. The required capital was too much. Kolon tried to tantalize prospective investors with the potentially enormous dividends, but it seemed no use. What's truly incredible is the rest of the story. Kolon, desperate to realize his dream of fame and fortune, actually returned to the land of his ancestors. Now, this was a nation still engulfed in anti-Semitism, but there he presented himself as a Christian from another country, and there he sought out the necessary backers for his grand scheme. And after years of hard selling, eventually Kolon's idea was purchased. And although he never really accomplished what he had originally set out to do, nonetheless, he made a bold and indelible mark on the face of history forever after. For he was a nice Jewish boy with big dreams. And yet it has taken a generation of scholars to identify him as such. But the list of those now convinced is lengthy and impressive. The great British historian Cecil Roth will affirm what I am about to report. The renowned Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal is certain of what I'm about to report. That Kolon, the young man who sought to get to the east by going west, the young man who was bound for India and found America, was famous as Cristobal Colon. Never as long as he lived did he ever hear the name by which he's now known, a nice Jewish boy we call Christopher Columbus. Now you know the rest of the story.